It's EV News briefly for Sunday, 20th of February. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show. Well, today, Volta Trucks have raised $260 million to fund their next stage of development of their truck business. Series C funding from the likes of Luxor Capital, an existing investor in Volta Trucks. They're based out of Stockholm, but they do operate here in the UK. Prototypes of the 16-ton fully electric Volta truck will be in customers' hands by the middle of this year, and series production starting at the end of the year. They have 5,000 orders worth 1.2 billion euros so far. The Dacia Spring will get a replacement in just a couple of years. In a press conference held yesterday morning, the Renault Group detailed their financial results, back in profit, which is great. But we saw an EV roadmap and learned some things about what Renault are bringing. We've got their badged Renault 4, Renault 5, another Renault EV and a Renault van coming in 2024. Already teased, an Alpine with a rear wing as a hot hatch version of the Renault 5. And at the other end, a cheaper version of the Dacia Spring replacement coming in 2024, but no extra details about what it could be called or any particular specs. Going to the high end of the market right now, if you love the Porsche Macan, very, very fast, luxury SUV, you may love the Maserati Grecale. And this is coming. We thought it was going to be a plug-in hybrid, but a report today saying that Maserati from Stellantis will release this as a full electric version as well as a rival to the Porsche Macan. The Italian car maker have been doing cold weather testing on this. It's going to be dual motor, 670 horsepower, released as a 2023 model year, potentially released, well, launched in the next few weeks. That would be huge news. They've kept this really on the down low for the Maserati brand. The fully electric version, they say, could well be called the Maserati Grecale Folgore, which is Italian for lightning, and that would be an amazing luxury quick car. And actually, by adding electric power, the pure electric version would top the Quattroporte Trofeo. It would be the most powerful Maserati they've ever made by going electric. Jeep are going electric in Europe. Well, electrified with the Grand Cherokee plug-in hybrid, now meaning that every model the Jeep sells in Europe has an electrified option, and doing away with pure combustion models. The 4xe variant is the sole offering for the Jeep Grand Cherokee in Europe. You can't actually get pure combustion models of that anymore. And according to Autocar, all the European countries bar Italy will be only selling electrified versions of the Jeep. Volkswagen are next in the news, planning a new EV factory not too far from their headquarters in Wolfsburg. The exact location to be confirmed, but it will be part of VW's Trinity project. That is their flagship electric sedan from 2026, and expanding their EV production as they add to their roadmap and increase the overall output of electric vehicles. Airbnb have now rolled out an update to their platform, so everyone using that should now see an EV filter when booking your Airbnb. You can only choose accommodation that has EV charging on site or a wall box on the house that you're going to be staying in. And that, Airbnb say, is vital to the growth of electric vehicles. They have had 850,000 listings now featuring some sort of electric vehicle charging. Tesla are no longer Consumer Reports' number one EV. That is now the Mustang Mach-E. And Tesla have been marked down the Consumer Report rankings. They say for how difficult the yoke is to use, but I would disagree. I've driven a Tesla with a yoke, and it took me a few minutes to reprogram my muscle memory, but it wasn't particularly a bad experience. And I'll post an article about the fire hazards of moving electric cars via ocean shipping. After that ship, the Felicity Ace is still burning in the Atlantic Ocean. If you're interested in reading that, have a good one. See you tomorrow. And if you've got time for the long show, I'll catch you later.